91.7 ABC Coast FM. I came across a column in Saturday's Gold Coast Bulletin which intrigued me a bit. Readers can text a message through to somebody that they like but are too shy to approach, and then what the paper does is print their message. Here's a couple of messages from the weekend. Jay writes, "Hey, blonde girl riding green push bike with little white dog in front basket on Chevron Island. You are hot. Hot. Can we do coffee?" And this one from somebody who calls themselves Pocket Rocket. "Silver Fox tradie, how about we stop the strong eye contact for a strong coffee? Name the place." How could you resist? I guess on the upside, it could take some of the pressure off. But on the downside, you're banking on the object of your desire buying the paper that day to actually read the message that you sent them. What if they don't see it? How do you overcome shyness if you want to ask somebody out? Relationship expert and psychologist John Aiken joins us Mondays at this time with some words of advice. Hello, John.
How are you, Bryony?
I'm pretty well. Look, it does take a lot of courage to approach someone, especially if you've been hurt in the past. How do you conquer the shyness?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can do if you're feeling shy about the dating game. And I think you have to keep it nice and simple. So firstly, if you're thinking about dating, look at your wardrobe and make sure that you're wearing stuff that you feel comfortable in. Because the last thing you want to do is feel really self-conscious about how you're appearing when you go out on a date. The next thing you want to do is probably get your friends involved. Because, if you are shy, if you're going out to meet a guy or a girl, having some friends around can be really helpful. And I think the third thing to remember is, people like talking about themselves. So if you're able to ask people questions, maybe have a couple that you've already put away upstairs that you're going to bring out during a conversation. That can be really good just to get the conversation going.
So that moment, the approach, because it's oh so critical, you can muck it up or you can get it right. What sorts of questions should you ask? Because I would imagine that there's some areas, John, that you just shouldn't go to if you're making the approach for the first time.
That's right. You don't want to be bringing up exes, or you don't want to be talking about anything that's negative or that's going to bring it down. But being yourself and just sort of finding about what they do and what's brought them here, what the day's been like. You're generally making it fairly light, but rather than thinking I've got to carry this whole conversation, turning the questions over to them, because everybody likes talking about themselves.
You mentioned friends, and maybe this is an area here too, that it doesn't necessarily have to be the one-on-one conversation. You can invite others in on the act.
Absolutely, yeah. So you get the whole group talking, and that way you're feeling like you've got a bit of support there as well. I think also what's important when you're thinking about getting over shyness and dating is also to remember that it's a trial and error scenario. You don't want to beat yourself up if it doesn't work out. It's like an experiment. You're just testing out yourself, getting into a new situation and learning. If it doesn't work, you then take what you've learned from that and you apply it to the next thing. But you're constantly doing more of it, so you get more relaxed with it.
Sometimes it's easier said than done, though, to go, oh, look, I've got to approach this like an experiment, because you're talking about emotions and feelings, John.
Yeah, that's true. And I think where your friends come into it well here, Brian, is not only during a dating situation, but also afterwards. If you've had a little setback or a little disappointment, you can turn to them and say, can you help me through this? What have I got to be doing differently? Or, I'm feeling a bit fragile. Can you build me up here? And so using them just to keep yourself positive and to look at your strengths, because it's so easy when you're shy to look at your limitations. And then you pick yourself up and you get back in there. Because being resilient is important in the dating game. Whether you're shy or not, you just got to remember what you're doing here is it's a process of elimination. Sifting through the bad to get to the good.
John Aiken, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Have a good one.
You too. Psychologist and relationship expert John Aiken. He's a regular voice here on Coast FM Drive. And today, talking about what do you do? How do you overcome shyness to ask that person you're keen on out on a date?